I like to move it.
What's going on, sexies? It's Dan. I am checking in before this episode to let you know that you probably saw the runtime and it looks to be a short episode. You are correct. This is a short episode here just to give you a little something, dangle a carrot in front of you while we get ready for our full episode, which will be dropping on Wednesday, July 12th. The reason that we're waiting until Wednesday is because that's the day that the movie we're covering comes out. And since we're going to be talking spoilers and going into a lot of detail, I didn't want to jump the gun and start talking spoilers before the general public even gets to see the damn movie. So what we did was, before the movie started, me and Steven got together and talked predictions, and then after the movie let out, we got some initial reactions. That's what you're going to be hearing today, and since I haven't said it yet, you probably already know the movie I'm talking about is Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning, Part 1. So enjoy this diet episode, full episode taste, only one calorie. There's no spoilers or anything like that. And then come back on Wednesday for the full drop of the entire episode, where we're going to be getting down and dirty with it all. So we'll see you then, but enjoy this little baby episode now. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to spend the next 20 minutes listening to this and then just clench your ass cheeks till Wednesday and then go see the movie. And you should accept it because it kicks ass. But more on that later. But yep, at Movie MovieCast on all the things. And we should have a hot property coming out next week. We had a little technical difficulty, so thank you for the delay on that. But enough for me. Happy day, everybody. Happy birthday, America. Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning, Part 1.
I like to move it.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
This is Dan Scully.
We're doing something weird.
We're doing something a little bit weird. We're at, what's it called? Mulligan's? No, it's,
MacGuffin's.
MacGuffin's, that's it. I knew it was a movie thing.
Signs
not
right
a golf
there.
Thing. MacGuffin's. We're at MacGuffin's at the local AMC because we're about to screen Mission Impossible, what is this one? 8?
Dead Reckoning.
Mission 7. Impossible 8, 7, Dead Reckoning, Part 1.
Or as I've called it, Madurpo.
Madurpo.
Madurpo. That's MIDR:PO.
So we're here for
Madurpo.
Madurpo.
And in 1 year we'll be seeing Madurpit.
Madurpit.
Part 2.
Part 2. Yeah. That reminds me of on Saved by the Bell when Screech could not do the academic decathlon or whatever. That's the Billy Madison thing. And so he taught Zach.
By name alone, I know what an academic decathlon is.
He tells Zach how to memorize the planets in order from the sun, which any high schooler should know because you learn that in third grade. But Zach did not go
Mars.
Close.
Venus.
What Screech said was Mvenshnup. Which is how he remembered it, and that's why we're doing Madurpo. You ready for Madurpo?
Are you guys recording a podcast?
Yeah, you want to join
us? We're recording
sure. So, frequent guest to the show, Andy, is here. He's also here for the screening. Yes. We're doing a little pre and post pod for Dead Reckoning.
Pre-pod,
and then a little post pod.
Pre-Madurpo pod.
Because this is due out on the Sunday before it comes out, and we're going to talk spoilers, but the movie's not out till Wednesday, so we got to give them a little something.
Great.
So that's what we're doing for you guys, a little something. And we're almost at 2 minutes, so we're almost off the hook entirely.
Oh, great.
No, we can go a little longer than 2 minutes.
Well, I think my prediction is that Tom Cruise is still alive.
Yes.
That's the only thing that I can predict is that, as far as I know, the person... He's
still
not,
alive.
He did not die while he was making
He's
this.
More alive than most everybody
he's
else on the
planet.
He's more
alive than anybody disabled, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, I would like to go skydiving is what I tell myself, and it'll probably never happen. But he just does it all the time. Now,
I'm so against skydiving that even if you two really wanted to do it, I'd be bringing the group down with how many negative points I have.
You're just like chasing the plane, like, no, we're like, think about Tom Cruise. Like, really think about Tom Cruise? So what if, so we have Spider-Verse, cliffhanger, Fast X, cliffhanger. This is going to be a cliffhanger, but will they possibly dangle over our heads that Ethan Hunt is dead?
I think so.
Possible.
That would be kind of fun, even though we all know.
It is called Dead Reckoning.
Yeah. But maybe it's people that he thought were dead were coming back. Because we know that Kittredge is back. Yeah. Star of Ready or Not.
Do you think we're going to have a Michelle Monaghan sighting?
I think so. What's she doing? I mean, not to be a dick.
I don't think. I think that she... I think she said her goodbyes at the end of the last one.
I'd be fine if she did.
I think that them reintroducing her in real life in the last one made it a lot more emotionally tumultuous, and I think that it would be good for them to bring her back in some capacity, just to keep that kind of emotionality going.
The movie just opens and she's tied to a chair and they're like, Mr. Hunt, it seems I've found your wife again. Yeah. It's like, oh God.
And that's Philip Seymour Hoffman, yeah. Also back from the dead.
And for some reason German.
Yeah.
The only way to get her back is to ride your motorcycle off of this cliff and parachute to the ground safely.
It's Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah. Will we get a Tandy Newton? Is she ever coming
Tandy
back?
Way Newton?
Tandy Way Newton. Yeah, Tandy she Way changed Way. Her well, I guess it's her original
that
name.
Was
I don't know.
That was always her name, I think.
Yeah. And then
she went back.
The second one, they were like, no, she's gone.
Yeah.
She's and Maggie Q.
She was so good in it.
Maggie Q. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
Gone. Renner.
Emilio Estevez.
He's out doing renovations.
Which is really just a show that plugs his album.
Is his album just called Renovations?
God, I hope.
But it's
not.
More about, like, you know, ovations.
All I know is that he does a cover of House of the Rising Sun, and he milks that for all it's worth. He plays it in every episode of Renovations.
I mean, you gotta milk that song if you do it, but man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to hear it, though. That'd be great if this had a soundtrack by Jeremy Renner. They brought him back in an audio capacity.
No, I'd
and
want
he covers
that.
The Limp Bizkit song.
This is the only franchise right now that is good, that's active. And if they start singing, if Jeremy Renner starts singing in any capacity, I'll walk out.
Really?
Yeah.
See, if he, I will see if they have advance tickets for the next one, if Jeremy Renner shows up. Like, listen, I don't know where this is going. I don't even know if
you
I like where this is
for
going.
A movie in years.
In a long, long time.
About.
The last movie I paid to see.
You don't even know what advance tickets mean.
Black Adam.
You know, paid to see.
Well, I had a free pass and I was bored.
You paid to see Black Adam?
Yeah, it was not good.
I'm so sorry.
I don't advise watching it.
Well, now
it was a completist thing, and it was a free thing, but now I've kind of... I'm good on the heroes.
There's one thing that you can give praise to Black Adam for, and that's putting Dwayne The Rock Johnson back where he belongs.
Yeah.
In the family.
He's going to make Central Intelligence,
that's
too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm glad he's back. I'm glad he crushed the phone. But, like, okay, so let's do, jokes aside, serious predictions. Like, something...
I do think that the cliffhanger is going to be, oh, no, Ethan's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think
and then
they
the
could
opening
kill
of
Simon
Dead
Pegg?
Reckoning Part 2 is going to be whoever is actually dead ripping off the Tom Cruise mask to reveal it's actually Lane or whoever the bad guy. Did Lane die at the end of the last one?
Who's Lane?
The guy that, like, hyperventilated before he got drowned.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Blaine. David Blaine, I believe.
David
is who you're
Blaine,
thinking of.
Yes.
Which is your card, Mr. Hunt?
Well, I do think that they're going to tease his death, and I do think that Simon Pegg is on the table.
I think Luthor could definitely go.
No, he's the only black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's
I think
not
he
a
could
slasher.
Still go, you know.
Yeah.
In this postmodern era.
I'm trying to think of who they could bring back if it's Dead Reckoning.
I think
like, who
Rebecca Ferguson
back.
Is at risk now that Hayley Atwell
She's definitely
play.
At risk.
Oh, yeah.
She's definitely at risk, for sure.
I like, she's such a good addition.
There's
she
a
really
scene
is.
In the trailer she's so where she's about to have a sword fight with Ezra Morales. So,
sold.
Yeah, and that, you know, what's his that dude's name?
Ezra Morales, I think.
Boy,
name.
Is he handsome.
He's a handsome man.
And if
Boy,
you've seen
he
Ozark,
yeah.
he's a legitimately terrifying villain in the first
he
season.
He was really scary, yeah.
And so I'm actually, I think he's a great choice.
And Darlene
for a
shoots his head
face,
right off.
But I don't know if I know him from anything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I've seen him.
He's been around.
He's a name. I would like to watch
that,
yeah.
He's like that guy.
Yeah, like a Julian Sands.
Yeah, I know, R.I.P.
Like a Steve Buscemi.
I had to go dark. Steve Buscemi. Well, he's like a Peter Lorre.
He's not a Steve Buscemi.
I know, that's... My brand of humor is I will say the least obvious thing and plug it in with the most
he's more,
obvious.
He's more of a Peter Stormare, if we're going to go into that universe.
I'm listening to an audiobook. It's about the history of West Coast hip-hop versus East Coast hip-hop. It's really fantastic. It's called Original Gangstas. And the reader mentions the actor Peter Stormare, I forget in what capacity, but he calls him Peter Stormare. And I was like, I don't know if I've ever heard of this actor. And I listened to, like, you know,
Wayne.
10, 11, 12 more chapters without realizing it. And then I was like, let me go look up that trivia about the movie. And I still forget what it was. And I'm like, oh, Stormare. And now I'm wondering,
no, it's
is
Peter
there...
Peter Stormare Stoudemire.
Is... Jekyllheimer Schmidt.
Yeah.
Is he a... Is that how it's pronounced, or is just the reader
no,
did not
I'm
know?
I'm sorry, but it's Stormare.
I think it's Stormare, yeah.
I won't accept that it's Stormare.
Yeah. I really don't think it is. Because he's not Italian.
No.
You know, like, hey, a Peter Stamon.
In no universe anyway, is that guy what Italian. Are your predictions?
My predictions, man, I do think that one of the core characters will die. Yeah, one of the my core money characters. Is on Luther or Benji.
Say, I also say Luther.
If Benji dies, man, I'm going to be so sad.
I will cry. Yeah. I will definitely cry. Because, I mean, because he's just Simon Pegg, and we root for him. Because he's like the nerd that did it.
And he, all he wanted to do was wear a mask. And the last episode of Mission Impossible, he did wear a mask.
Yeah. Right. So he's done. He has so no he, other defining
he has,
characteristics.
He has the movie premise of hitting the ultimate mountaintop of what you wanted to do as a character, which was all I wanted to do was wear a mask one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's
and
done
he
it.
Did. Yeah.
He did it. I mean, I guess there could be a world where Felicity comes back. What's that actress's name? I always
Carrie Russell.
Carrie Russell.
No, she died. She died.
But I'm saying she died because that weird thing went off in her brain and her eye went crooked and it freaked out my dreams forever.
Yeah, that was freaky.
I think you can undo that. Maybe no, I'm fast-X'd myself into oblivion here. I think you can do that, yeah.
Because they did that happened in a helicopter and they had to complete the rest of that helicopter ride.
Yeah.
With her dead.
That's true.
And they lingered like spookily
like a cranberry,
on
yeah.
how on her body when she died.
Still though, my man can hang off a plane. He can climb the Burj Khalifa.
But it's like how in
he
fast,
can bring somebody back from the dead. Size, that's small potatoes.
In the Fast Ties, Vin Diesel's really the only one that's invincible.
Yeah.
In the Mission Impossible franchise, Ethan Hunt's the only one who can do this crazy stuff and still live.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to do... It seems like everyone... Fast X did the Infinity War part, Infinity War thing where it ends on that cliffhanger. You think that people are dead. They're not. But... So I think that that's what will happen with Ethan and maybe a couple of people...
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, someone has to be on the table before the credits roll. That just has to happen.
I do think that Jeremy Renner will come back, but at the very end.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I still love that he was going to replace Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's why he's gone.
He's doing a killer snowplow stunt.
It's like, why you ever thought of replacing me? Fuck you. He's gone forever.
Like, we're putting in Renner, and he's like, tie me to the plane.
Tom Cruise might have even, like, fucking, you know...
Yes.
Pulled the emergency brake on that snowplow for all we know.
Can you imagine if that got revealed and we would still come back for Dead Reckoning Part 2?
Because
we'd be like, yeah, of course Tom Cruise killed him. He's a nut, man. Did you see what he's
That's
doing?
That's part of his dedication.
He's going
to
ski off of a hot air balloon, you know?
Or like, you know how like in Top Gun, he like opened up the movie, he's like, hey, everyone, thanks for coming back to the movie.
Yeah.
What if you open up this one, he's like, hey, guys, so you're probably all wondering, who was it that put the hit out on Jeremy Renner? It was me. Because no one takes my franchise from me.
And then he like that's purple what, rose of Kairos through the screen into the theater for us.
And so that's why I won't be seeing Mr. Renner in this film. Anyway, enjoy the movies. Welcome back.
I like to call him Gimpy now.
See you at the
But that's
movies.
Just me. Yeah. I'll see you
in,
at the movies.
See you in court.
And like, the Nicole Kidman thing starts and he kicks her out of the way. He's like, fuck you, Nicole.
I got rid of you, you giant. She's not the giant, Tom. You're small.
Yeah.
Not too small to climb to the top of Burj Khalifa.
I'm going to go and get seats.
Yeah,
I think it's time to get seats. Let's do it. We're getting dark.
See you guys later.
We'll catch up after.
I like to movie.
I'm ordering my Uber now.
Steven's ordering his Uber. The movie just ended. Bitches, that shit was absolutely crazy. Steven, what'd you think?
Tom Cruise is the king of the blockbuster, man.
The
I will never see another movie without Tom Cruise in it.
Honestly, like at this point, I do feel like he's the one remaining force in Hollywood that I can trust to deliver a quality product 100% of the time. He's at his missteps, but they're far behind us.
Everything was great from A to Z. I have no complaints at this moment. I'm enamored. Maybe I'm having butterflies.
Maybe we've imbibed chemicals. We don't know.
Maybe I ate too many gummies maybe I ate too many gummies. I don't know.
Didn't eat too many gummies,
but still,
I'm feeling the same
way.
And I feel like this is how you do a cliffhanger without having it feel like half a movie.
Without being like someone... Is in danger. But anyway.
Yeah. No, but like a lot of movies that do a cliffhanger, Fast X, Spider-Verse, they're great movies, but at the end, you feel like, oh, it's not complete. This one feels complete, but I'm also chomping at the bit for whenever the next one comes out, and I've got to do everything in my power to stay alive.
You could watch this movie in a vacuum, and it would still be as enjoyable.
Everyone's great in it. The action is fantastic. The direction of just like conversations alone is fantastic. Macquarie is like doing something big and like it's very large and in your face, but in a way that's not disorienting.
There's a little bit of you know, haunting from the past, but also a big eye towards the future, which I like too.
A big blue digital eye towards the future. So, obviously, we both love this. We're going to get a full spoiler-filled review after the movie comes out. So, I'll be dropping an episode on the 12th that'll have full spoilers, but hopefully this will tide you over until then. We just didn't want to break any rules doing embargoes and stuff.
I don't want Tom Cruise to show up at my house and smash my face to a car windshield.
Because he will. He'll do it. But, yeah, so apologies for the short episode, but we wanted to give you a little treat just to whet your whistle, if you will, to booze your cruise, or I don't know.
A little summertime ice cream cone. Here comes the ice cream man. Ding-a-ling-ding.
Bam, bam.
And we'll see you later.
We'll see you later, guys. Tune in on Wednesday and check this movie out. Peace.
I always say Shaw.
Shaw.